Hello and welcome to a new episode of the Radical Broccoli Podcast. I'm so grateful that you are tuning in and I'm ready to share everything we have to share in this week's episode. So much good things that we have on our list today that we want to talk about. And as always, this podcast, our whole intention is for you to press play, listen in, and feel better.
Yeah.
Feel really empowered and just that you know how incredible you are.
Yeah, and we also always want to give you our best tips on everything that we experience. And today we want to focus a little bit on some herbs and kind of like plant power that we really, really love. And also talk a little bit about energetic healing.
Yeah, which is really interesting topics. And if it's the first time you're listening, this is Annette. This is my voice.
And Suzanne. And we are sisters, co-founders of Radical Broccoli, the podcast, the membership, the Radical Broccoli shop, and social media platform. Anything I'm missing? Courses. Yeah. The whole Radical Broccoli empire.
I think I'd rather call it a universe.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, so thank you so much also for your feedback on last week's episode. Amazing.
Yes, so amazing. Many wonderful messages. And you all wanted to hear more about hormones and how to heal from it and all of that.
Yeah, so I think that's the first thing we're going to dive into. And I think I'm going to ask you to give us a little update since last week.
Okay.
On the hormones.
How are your hormones doing this week? As I shared in last week's episode, if you haven't heard it, I had a little... it was actually a little scary. I can say that now.
Yeah.
Health hormone imbalance. And it really intensified after COVID. And I don't know. I don't want to go too much into the symptoms because I feel like sometimes you can listen to symptoms and then you almost feel them.
Yeah.
But basically everything has been off. And it's been pretty painful. Like it's been hard to sleep and my body swells up. So, I mean, I don't feel like myself really or super magnetic. But it's that part is fine. But it's just, you know, it really feels like a limit to life. And my worry when it comes to hormones is always like, oh, it's fertility. It's so important. So I was really afraid that I was doing something really wrong. Was it the B12? Does my body not want to be plant-based anymore? Yeah, a lot of things came up.
Yeah.
And the way I usually approach health, or anything in my life, is that I always, always, always want to go into the energetics first. Because everything is firstly created on an energetic level.
Yeah.
Everything. Like, everything.
The whole universe.
Yes. And I truly believe, therefore, that everything can be uncreated or created in a new way on an energetic level. And the physical is just a bit slower.
Yeah.
So it takes... maybe a couple of more days or weeks or sometimes months to heal. But I do believe that the root cause is the most important thing. And the symptoms are the symptoms. It's not like the main thing. And it's so different to how we've grown up. And like you go to the doctor and you get a medicine for the symptom. But the symptom is not the root. that's my view of it anyways. And I believe that... I believe in this for a long time. You know, when I got burned out, when I was working, I was told that I had chronic fatigue syndrome and I just had to live a life where I had to limit myself. And it just didn't resonate at all,
no.
Which, yeah, led to Radical Broccoli ultimately because of the curiosity of plants and like living the good life and feeling well.
Yeah.
So again... What I've been doing is I tried to approach this on many different levels. One is the physical, like how can I help my body? now that it's out of balance and I'm feeling like crap. And I love herbs.
Yeah.
I love herbalism. I love reading about herbs. I love the power of plants. Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I believe that for some people, you know, other foods are the main thing. But I just think that plants are really, really cool. And it's like nature just designed this whole apothecary for us to use for everything.
Yeah.
And I was like really nerding out. I used to spend a lot of time reading about different herbs. And I read that some people view herbalism as, you know, how you from the outside can make your body ready for the spiritual lessons going on inside.
Oh.
So plants are sort of our way of getting help to reach our spiritual next level.
Wow.
So it's always to elevate the body so you can meditate, get clear messages, and basically live in love.
Mm.
So that is why we want to get healthy, so we can be more in love, of love, to love, you know? Mm.
Isn't that what the yogis say, that they do the physical yoga practice so that they can become clear in the mind when they're going to meditate and connect to the divine?
Yoga is basically so you can meditate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's
so kind of the same
principle. And it's so cool with magic of eye, you know, it says on the side, as within, so without, as above, so below. And it's the same principle. It's like what we create on the inside, we create on the outside.
Mm.
Mm. I think
everything is connected.
Everything is connected.
And we've seen it time and time again in our business, connected to our personal well-being, connected to things that we sometimes think are insignificant.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
And then, you know, there's the emotional aspect. And I'm not going to lie, I felt disempowered. I felt defeated because when something bad happens, the brain always only wants to remember all the other times something bad happened.
Yeah.
And that something bad will always happen and it never ends.
Yeah, it's like it goes into the folder in the in its computer, which only has the same memories.
Yeah.
And it's like, open all.
Yeah, that's why I think time isn't linear, because sometimes you live in that time zone, other times you live in a happy time zone.
Yeah, where you have only happy memories.
Yeah.
So you approached it in a physical level.
Yes.
And an emotional level.
Mm. On an emotional level, I have, you know, journaled. I've felt the feelings. I've been really frustrated and I allowed myself to be.
Mm.
And but I didn't share it this time with you, which I think was so healthy with us for us. Yeah. So we don't like become each other's therapists, because that's too much.
Yeah, we learned something massive this week.
Yeah.
And that is exactly that we didn't have any boundaries when it came to it, our own
issues. Healing,
our own issues, basically.
Yeah.
We just kind of blurted it out on each other.
Mm.
And we've always done that. And we've always been so great at helping each other. So I think we had that comfort zone there.
Yeah.
But then now we got the reminder from our mentor that we're exhausting each other, because we're keeping double the burden all the time.
Yeah.
And also, it's a disservice to the one who's going through it, because if you just put it on someone else, you will heal or you will get through it slower.
Yeah. Mm. So don't give your power away, basically.
Yeah.
But
or choose very wisely when you want to talk about it.
And
we
you know,
talk more about that later.
Yeah. And so what I like to do is I have amazing people in my network, from energetic healers to naturopaths to herbalists here in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
So I'm very lucky. But also, you know, that's what I've attracted in a way, because I've been so... Yeah. And I had a really fantastic session with Helena, who we have an episode with.
Oh, yeah.
And she, you know, I can be in the worst of situations, like, you know, thinking I'm going to die or whatever. And when I see her face, And she just laughs at me and like asks me, why did you create this?
Mm.
Then, you know, I just remember all is good again.
Yeah.
She's seriously, I'm so grateful. And for our work together, because that's changed my life on so many levels. Because she always takes me back to, you know, why did I create this? And I believe we create these things for ourselves, not consciously. It's not like, no, I'm gonna do this.
Because it's fun.
But on some level,
yeah,
we choose to suffer.
Mm.
And it's just so interesting because in her sessions, you kind of close your eyes and then she doesn't really go into the symptoms, but she asks you what's the worst feeling. And then, I mean, she's very intuitive as well. And she, like, she's one of my best friends, so she really knows everything that goes on in my life.
Yeah.
But she just knows exactly where to go.
Mm.
And now I actually had to clear the relationship between me and the universe.
Mm.
And one of the programs was like, I am always punished. And that the universe is a man.
Mm.
And the man decides what goes on. And he's bigger than me. And so many things like that.
Yeah.
Which is just super interesting. And after that session, I had my first good night's sleep in weeks.
Wow.
Which was wild.
Her work is so powerful.
Yes. And you know, I know many amazing healers, like...
Yeah, we work with different ones.
But I'm just saying that you can get help. It's not... Sometimes it's a doctor, sometimes it needs to be energetic.
Yeah.
Basically, I'm just sharing this because I know it can help someone. It's not a roadmap on what to do.
No.
I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, great.
So, and then I also have a really fantastic business coach.
Yeah.
Who also saw some patterns, which actually were really similar to what came up.
Mm.
And so it's just so interesting how energetically it came up on so many levels.
Yeah, and the different people who you worked with individually who have definitely not talked with each
no.
other. They say that they present it as the same thing.
Yes. And the lesson for me here again was, you know, what is the intention with the things that you do? Mm. And who do you choose to open up to and share your energy with?
Mm.
Like, we are so powerful, and I think I forget.
Yeah.
Or I don't think, I forget.
Yeah.
Even just, you know, who do you exchange your... Who do you open your heart with to?
Yeah.
Who do you share your most vulnerable stuff with? Like, choose wisely and set an intention for it.
And also physically.
Physically, yeah. Especially. Yeah. And then there is the physical aspect where... I try to tune into my body and find out what it needs. And I don't know it all, so I've been studying a bit on hormones and things. And I feel like, okay, I need strength training. I need to connect more with my body. I need to sweat out the estrogen.
Yeah.
So that's one thing I've committed to doing more of. And then chocolate has come in hot.
Yeah, cacao.
Cacao, raw cacao, and we sell that in our store, Heirloom Cacao. And I mean, I'm in love with everything from Anima Mundi because she connects with plant on this whole other level. And I mean, her grandmother was a shaman. She literally can talk with plants.
She being the founder of Anima Mundi.
Yes, sorry. Adriana Ayales, I think your name is pronounced.
Yes.
So, tuning in and using your intuition to try to listen to what your body needs.
Yeah. But and also knowing that you can supply that with taking a blood test and like analyzing your blood and seeing what you lack, because we don't know it all.
No.
But it's important to state that we can feel our cravings and use that as a roadmap.
Yeah. For example, if you are craving sweet chocolate, you're most likely lacking magnesium.
Mm.
And it's much healthier and much better for balancing your hormones to eat raw cacao then.
Yeah.
Because sugar can really throw it off.
Yeah, for sure. And if you're craving like salty things, I think sometimes they say that you can be lacking some B vitamins, and that's how you can kind of connect with it, and that's really cool.
Yeah, and it's a really nice way to remember to listen to your body.
Yeah, but don't substitute that with, I'm craving chocolate, I need to eat chocolate every day with lots of sugar and milk and like milk fat and all that.
Yeah.
Because I don't think that would be a great way to go. I mean, sometimes it's lovely, but
yeah,
not as a supplement.
That's my
supplement for the soul.
Yeah, that's the soul medicine.
Yeah, we've been really boosting with all the Anima Mundi products.
Yes, and then lots of greens, lots of spirulina, and lots of herb. Shisandra is a really good hormone balancing herb. Maca is amazing. And I've been to the local apothecary here.
Yeah.
Which was so fun. It's like a little shack where they have, not a shack, it's a beautiful house. I don't know why I said that. But they sell all the things they make out of different plants. Yeah. From balms to tinctures to teas,
yeah,
coffees.
I got a cough medicine.
Yeah.
Straight from the jungle.
Yes.
It is so cool. I read on the back, I don't know a single ingredient. It's all plants. I think it's locally from Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And it's a syrup. So I think they've like boiled down the herbs with raw cane sugar or something like that.
Mm.
And you take 1 tablespoon a day. And it's to help dry cough come out and like clear it out of the lungs.
Yeah.
And instantly I felt the change.
Wow.
Instantly.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I think, I don't know if it's, you know, placebo is very, very powerful also. Yeah. But also the plants and it together, it's just like...
Yeah.
Power exactly. Potion.
And just there's something nurturing about having this, you know, call it a scare or a wake-up call, where you're like, oh shit, I actually need to take care of my body.
Hmm.
My physical body, it has certain needs and I haven't listened to it, I haven't tuned in.
Yeah.
And
also to remember that... We kind of think that, sometimes I think that, if I just eat food, normal food, I'm going to be fine. But the thing that I maybe forget then is that the impact that living in the world now in 2022 has on our bodies, the stress that it causes, the hormonal changes, like everything goes really fast, the day goes fast, social media, it's a stress on a different level. So we kind of need to help the body more than we maybe did living a different lifestyle in a different age.
Yeah. And with help, it's not like now you have to dramatically just change everything, but it's more like taking the actual time to listen and tune in. And one thing that we were talking about with the members in the membership, that is just so such a cool way to use your intuition, is to stand in front of the food. And then you hold it basically in front of your
belly
or your heart area. And then you ask your body, do you want this chocolate? And then if your body leans forward, it's a yes. If it leans backwards, it's a no.
Mm.
And I use this for everything. Like when I am at a cafe and the menu, I ask my body, do you want that? No. Do you want that? Okay.
Mm.
I do it at the store. Do you want that for dinner? Yes, no. Do you want that for breakfast? Yes, no.
It's so fun.
And it works. It's like it helps you really choose the right thing.
Yeah.
It
helps you choose what the body wants, not what your brain logically thinks
exactly
that it wants, because that can be so different.
Yeah. Because I think what I've done wrong with my food is that I choose a lot of food out of fear, because I have like this comfort zone of what I know is like healthy and safe. And then...
Safe, you mean by how you digest it?
Or? Yeah, how I digest it and how I feel.
Mm.
And then, you know, when you only eat the same, your body is lacking in a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And then I forget to have a variety of food. And I mean, imagine how many things there are in nature that you can eat.
It's so funny. Sometimes we count the number of plants and herbs we've eaten per day.
Yeah.
And some days it's so wild. It's like 40 different, maybe more.
Yeah.
If you count all the herbs, all the spices, because remember, even adding pepper or cinnamon to a dish.
Yeah, it's this.
Does something in your body.
It's these small things.
Don't forget, I mean, even adding cilantro, basil, parsley.
Mm.
These things do so wonderful things in our body. Helps us digest, give us different nutrients. And I think we forget because it's so simple and small.
Mm.
So we think it's insignificant,
mm.
but it really isn't.
And that is like, that's so cool because it's just like life. We think the small things are insignificant.
Yeah.
But actually they are the bigger things
yeah.
that can really revolutionize your life.
For example, having a small conversation about something that you feel with a friend or your partner or something like that, voicing something, it can be tiny, but it's huge for you.
Exactly.
So it's so cool.
Yeah. I just feel like nature is such a reflection of humans.
Yeah.
And the way it works with us.
Mm.
And yeah. No, it's just magical.
Yeah, and we also found this local woman here at the Sunday market in Carmen.
Yeah.
Who makes her own tinctures and stuff. Mm. And from her we got...
Burdock,
which is a root. And it was made into these little drops that you add in your water.
Mm.
And it's amazing to help your liver detoxify. And the liver does it very nicely by itself.
Mm.
But we can also add things that helps... And boosts it.
Yeah.
And burdock is also great for digestion.
It's amazing for digestion.
And burdock tea is so good. So delicious. Once you learn to enjoy the taste. Mm. Like a little bit... it tastes like a root.
I actually love the taste.
Yeah, I really love it too. I think you can buy it. The roots, you can find it dried. Or like tea. And then we also got raspberry leaf.
Mm.
Which is known to be female's best friend when it comes to hormones. It's great for women to add raspberry leaf for fertility, for everything going on in our reproductive system, for energy and for balance.
Mm.
And so she said that those drops we should take like 1 week out of the cycle, which was the week between ovulation and period.
Yeah.
Or something like that. I can't remember. But just to add a little boost to the whole system because we were both having some symptoms saying that maybe we're a little bit out of balance.
Yes.
Balance. So.
Yes. And then the last important thing is to get out of a sick consciousness.
Major.
And just now, like, here's... You deal, like, get out the emotions, feel it, feel how it sucks, but then take action, like, get the help you need.
Mm.
Don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yeah.
And then mentally, now I have to be a little bit disciplined with myself, which is probably the hardest part.
Yeah.
Where I have to, you know, now I know what I know. I know the root. I'm doing the work. Now I have to trust. I have to have patience.
Mm.
And I have to be positive, actually, to help my body.
And you have to decide which vision you want to keep in your head of yourself. Is it you being sick and weak and having all the symptoms? Or do you see yourself healthy, flowing, glowing, perfect health?
Yeah.
Because that vision is what we will create going forward.
Yes. And I love, love, love Louise Hay. I mean, she... went through cancer, which is, you know, obviously much more serious.
Mm.
But she said that during her healing, she was like, okay, her nutritionist took care of her nutrition, her acupuncturist did that, her job was to have as much joy in her life as possible.
Yeah.
She didn't watch any news when she was healing, only happy movies. She filled herself up with joy every day.
Yeah.
And that was like her key ingredient.
And she learned how to love herself.
Yeah, of course.
And to accept her full self.
Mm.
And that is, again, one of the things we maybe think is like, learn to love yourself. Mm. But my gosh, that is the foundation for everything.
Yeah. Because, you know, if one of my energetic roots things was like, I deserve to be punished, that's not out of love.
No.
It's like some belief deep down that says, yeah, maybe it's afraid of what happens if life is too good. Or,
yeah,
you know.
There's a very common program. It's exactly that. Every time I'm happy, something bad happens.
Yeah.
And then that's exactly what we create.
Mm.
And yeah. We talked about this in the membership, exactly this, that our subconscious and conscious mind, they are working together all the time.
Mm.
And our conscious mind can have exactly that thought, that belief. And then the job of the subconscious is to show that that is true.
Mm.
So it will lead you into creating scenarios where that becomes true all the time, so that we know that our belief is true, which is why we need to work energetically with our beliefs.
Yes.
And change them. Because if not, we're just going to create the same scenario over and over and over again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that is actually it. That's what I wanted to share from that experience. Mm. And I hope that, I mean, if anything, I just want you to know that you're not doomed.
No.
And there's definitely so many tools and powerful people out there who are ready to help you. And
yeah, they do it for a living.
Yeah.
They live for healing and helping people.
Yes.
And do you recommend the the Gaia documentary Heal?
Because
we watched that.
Yeah. I thought it was super American. in the way that American documentaries sometimes can be very, like, dramatic.
Yeah.
But it was such a good reminder. I really love the one lady who wrote a book called Radical
Remission.
And she studied thousands of cases of people who suddenly healed from, you know,
tragic diseases.
Yeah, like big time, from diseases that the doctor said were not possible to heal from. Yeah,
incurable.
And she gathered the, what's it called?
The evidence.
The evidence, yeah.
Healing.
And she boiled it all down from all of these cases to 9 major points.
Mm.
And only 2 of them was about diet.
Yeah.
Only 2. The rest were about emotions. And one of them was, for example, the power of using our intuition and how we need to use our intuition for good health.
Yeah. And another one was how important it is to find passion and purpose in our life.
Mm.
And those two are connected.
Those two are connected. And Alma, who guested our membership, has such a beautiful talk on this. If you want to see it, you can still become a member and watch it.
Yeah.
And she explained just so beautifully how following your intuition will lead to your purpose and how to train yourself to do that. And it's just, it's so phenomenal.
Yeah, it's so perfectly designed.
Yeah.
Just like what we were talking about with plants.
Mm-hmm.
And the way it's perfectly designed is like, it leads to so much fun.
Yeah.
And joy and less seriousness. Mm. And like, lifts kind of something off your shoulders. And lets you be free like a human and explore the world and expand and have fun and enjoy.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that why we're here?
Yeah, I believe that's why we're here.
Mm.
And the work is to train your brain to actually believe that and allow yourself to do that.
Mm.
And that's why, I mean, I love listening to Abraham Hicks.
Yes, go listen to Abraham Hicks.
If it resonates with you.
I was in one my darker days, not knowing what to do, feeling like I was living the wrong place and wasn't making my job properly and all of that, I went for a walk every morning and listened to Abraham Hicks. Mm. And they reminded me how purpose of life is really enjoyment and fun. And it can be so easy and nice.
Mm.
And the better it gets, the better it gets.
Yeah.
The more we manage to let go of all the heaviness in our life.
Mm.
Not only we get more joyful, but we also like manifest things quicker.
Yeah. There's actually one documentary on Gaia I have to recommend.
Okay.
It's Caroline Miss, I think her name is.
Yeah.
And she has a documentary series where she explains how she works as a medical intuitive.
Oh.
And she explains how the whole, like, basically she shows you how you can read your own body.
Mm-hmm.
And how it's so easy to read people because their illnesses tell so much about their emotional state.
Mm.
And just because you were saying about the heaviness.
Yeah.
She was saying that we put so many anchors in our life.
Yeah.
Like, we put so many things down, like, that's bad, and this, and that, and then it becomes heavy to live.
Yeah.
And we carry it around, and we drag it with us, and we're, like, burdened and guilty and fearful shame. And shame. Mm. And that's what causes disease.
Yeah. Mm. And I've been dragging along that feeling this past weeks. And I've seen the pattern because of my journaling practice.
Mm.
That I've been constantly feeling like I've been doing something wrong.
Yeah.
It's so strange.
Mm.
And sometimes these beliefs come up really, really strong when they are kind of ready to, like, hello, I'm here and let me go, kind of change me.
Mm.
So I feel like that's happening now.
Yes.
Which is very interesting.
Yeah.
And realizing that it's a belief that I don't need to have. I don't need to think that way. I definitely never need to go around feeling guilty.
No. Because what would that do? You begin to shrink yourself. You need validation that you're doing something right.
Yeah.
That's not a good energy to put out.
No. It actually makes my business unsuccessful.
Yeah. So how are you going to unprove that? Or turn it around?
Yeah. And first step is always to become conscious of something.
Mm.
Because we lift it out from the subconscious. When it's in the subconscious, it's kind of just lurking around and we don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And then we can, like, bring it up to consciousness, which is basically becoming aware. Noticing, knowing, feeling how it feels in the body, seeing how it is projected in my life. And then I will probably work with our business coach with it. I've already talked with him about it. And then I do my own practices, like when I do my own dancing, when I do shaking, all the things we teach in the membership to get flow in our emotions.
Mm.
Emotional health, basically.
Yeah.
That is how I work with it myself. A lot of writing. There's so much power in writing.
Mm.
And actually deciding to not engage in that energy.
Yeah, that's such a powerful point. It's discipline.
Yeah.
Like, we need to have discipline in some areas.
Yeah. And I will give you a great example. Did we talk about that last episode podcast?
I cannot read your mind.
No. Anyway, I will give this example. And if you heard it before, then it's perfect because then you needed to hear it twice. A jargon going on here in Costa Rica is that in this season we're in now, there is no housing. And basically, the point is either you choose to believe that, engage in that, or you choose to not and see what experience you have for yourself. And that needs so much discipline because it's the talk of town. It's in every conversation, which is natural for us humans. We try to find something to connect over, and often it is quote-unquote complaining about something. And we think, like, oh, if I feel the same way as them, then we're going to be connected and then we can bond over that. And then we kind of confuse that because the only thing we're doing is dragging each other down. So when we engage in conversations with people who have beliefs that we don't feel like resonate or we don't want to believe, basically the lesson is don't engage, don't chat along on it. You don't have to be awkward or, like, weird. Just, like, nod and think that I don't believe that. And move on. Move the conversation. Disengage. And note to self, like, that's not mine. I don't believe that. I send the energy back. And that's basically where we need so much discipline because there is so much fear in the world.
Mm. Yeah. There is. Yeah, it's a good reminder. And it goes for so many things. It's so easy to end up in, for example, gossiping. And then you're like, oh, no, I don't want to talk about other people in that way when they're not in the room. Or other people's drama.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, how can we do it? How can we practically actually have more discipline over our thoughts? Because I know that for years I've been saying bad things to my body, and now finally I'm turning it around. But how do we actually have that discipline?
I mean, we can only share how we try to do it. We basically don't know the solution for everyone. But what I do is that I know my own patterns. I know, for example, disease or physical pains and stuff like that is very triggering, can be triggering. I don't want to say is triggering, because notice just there, I give the power to that.
Mm.
That being something that will never change.
Yeah.
So it's very important. Our words are so important. If I say, for example, and identify that I'm a hypochondriac, like scared of diseases, and that I put that on my identity, like something I want to keep forever. Or the contrary would be like, I have experienced a pattern of fear around disease, mm-hmm. and I'm willing to let it go. And you see the difference there. One is, I am that, which we also say a lot about feelings. We say like, I am angry, I am sad, or the difference is I am experiencing it.
Mm.
And then if it comes up in a conversation, in movies, in stuff like that, and I see my brain wanting to go down the trail of fear and depression, not depression, like disastrous thoughts, sometimes I'm like, no. I try to say that aloud inside my head.
Mm.
And I just like set up the wall.
Mm.
And I realize that I say to myself, don't go there. Don't buy into it.
Mm.
It's not true. And then I kind of notice that it stops. And I can change. I can think of something else.
Mm.
It takes discipline.
Yeah, for sure.
So how about you with regards to talking about your body or to yourself?
I think it's the same thing. You just really have to be aware of it.
You kind of snap out of it.
Yeah. And just like, for example, when my dog goes crazy, I have to snap her out of it.
Mm.
You know? And then she changes her state. Yeah, she agrees. Same with our thoughts.
Yeah.
And of course it helps to meditate and to have some practices where you connect to your emotions and what you are going through.
Mm.
And try to learn to know yourself, so you know sort of what you actually need to feel.
Yeah.
And what is just mental
chatter. Because there is such a big difference between not listening to the mental chatter and suppressing our emotions.
Yeah.
That's very important not to do.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's a fine line, and it's something we just learn with time.
Mm.
And something that we practice every day.
It's like surfing. Nobody can teach you how to take the right wave. You just have to be in the water to
Have to try and go do it.
Yeah.
But let's talk about one of our greatest tools these days.
Yes.
Which I have right in front of me here. It's golden and shiny and white. And it's beautiful. Vegan leather. And it is the Astro Journal 2022 from Magic of Eye. And I have to say, advertisement. Because we sell this in our beautiful Radical Broccoli shop, among other products that we love. Also, many of the herbs that we talked about earlier, you can find them in our shop. And what I wanted to talk about with the journal is how we can use it for exactly emotional well-being. And what is so cool that I really love to do is to see every day which sign the moon is in. And what's kind of the lesson for the day? And today, Tuesday, the moon is in Scorpio. And then you can go forward to the beginning of the book, and then you can see what that means. And when the moon is in Scorpio, it asks for us to dive deep, but stay playful and investigate our pleasures. And it also means that we are in a transformation, healing, we can connect with our shadows. It's deep and intense. And then it says, be aware of petty jealousy can come up and monster projections.
I recognize that from Scorpio design.
Yeah. And I love to look at this either before, but sometimes I love to look at it after the day has passed so that I don't kind of plan that this is going to go on, if you understand what I mean. And each day it changes. I mean, the moon is in one sign for maybe 2 or 3 days and then it changes. And it's just one of the ways that, you know, the universe is constructed for us to feel different things, go through different phases, all of that. And I also love this journal for the part of the moon phases and your menstrual cycle. There is a whole page where you can fill in which days you have your period. And then you can see if you are connected to the new moon or the full moon, or if you are in transition in between. And you can Google about that. That's the whole definition of each, and it's really, really exciting. And the whole book is kind of designed for us to learn more about ourselves. And what we also did right when we got the books was to plan out our years. And not in a very brainy way, but like really feeling in. And there are these pages where you can put your intentions for 2022. And then you can put your intentions for these 8 areas of life, which is spiritual, mental, work, love, wealth, social, physical, and inspiration. So there's 1 or 2 pages for each. One is for what you want in that area, and the other one is for actionable steps. So it encourages you to dream and visualize, but of course put in the action.
Law of action.
Yeah. So, yeah, I love using this book, and I also use my Magic of Eye journal, which is just a lined journal, blank pages, to note down thoughts and feelings, and then I have the dream journal to note down my dreams. And it's just such a fun way to get to know what's going on inside. Especially, I think I love the dream journal a lot, because what I do is write down everything I remember from the dream, but also it says, which feeling does it give you? And that's always connected to what's going on in my life, even though the actual dream is about something really weird, but it gives the same feeling. So, yeah, there's some great tools.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. And we also use a lot of sage and Palo Santo for our different like yoga rituals. And when we're going to play a podcast, for example, we cleanse out the space. Yeah, a lot of good tools.
Yeah, and all of them are really intended for you to have a moment with yourself.
Yeah.
You can share it, of course. But like we've talked about the whole episode, basically having the time to connect and listen to what's going on inside and not and taking the power back and feeling like you have, you can create it all.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly that. Those little moments in the morning, it can take 5 minutes just to journal. And then you've had a little time for yourself.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah. It's amazing. All right, I think we're going to end the episode there. And as always, if you want to connect more times a month, you can join our membership. It's, very affordable and you get so much value. I would say the most amazing thing is actually our WhatsApp group, where people are just connecting every day, sharing, lifting each other up. And I mean, every day when I go in there, I get goosebumps.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful community.
Yes, and we have amazing guest lecturers, teachers.
And you get access to everything we've done if you join as a member.
Now, and then, of course, we give different talks, even more in-depth on topics we've shared on the podcast and in our book, Radical Courage. So, yeah, would love to see you there.
Yeah. It's also possible to buy single sessions when we have them, and then you can just look on Instagram. We always post it there in advance.
Yeah.
So you can buy a drop-in. And someone just asked today if it's possible to buy single sessions from what we've had before.
Yeah.
So we want to set that up also.
Yeah. All right. I hope you feel like you have a new little energy boost.
Yeah.
And if not, go drink some cacao.
I thought you were going to say water. I was like, yeah. That helps too. That helps.
That helps too.
Yeah. Or take a shower. It's very cleansing.
Yes. With the intention of cleansing.
You can ask, you can set the intention before you shower or swim or bathe or anything. Tell the water, and my intention is to let go of all these emotions and to feel refreshed and to feel relieved. And then you go under the water and let it soak you, and it can feel so fantastic.
Yeah. Okay, talk to you soon.
Bye.